702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, what's happening elsewhere in the world? Adam, the situation in Myanmar is really becoming quite intense. This weekend was, quite frankly, a massacre, was it not?
It felt like it, didn't it? I mean, such an extraordinary weekend for the events in Mozambique and in Myanmar. And Myanmar, I mean, the global outrage that's been expressed. Defense ministers from 12 nations have condemned it. The United Nations has called for an emergency summit. The problem there is that Russia and China haven't spoken out against it. And, of course, they have a veto on the Security Council. So even if all the other members of the United Nations wanted action, Russia and China could probably stop it if they wanted to. But that's the point, is how do you stop this, as the United States called it, a reign of terror? And on Saturday, when we saw 114 anti-coup protesters gunned down, essentially, yesterday it hadn't stopped, more protests and six more people losing their lives. But also, after that massacre on Saturday, after all the things the security forces did, the coup leader, Min Aung Hlaing, and his generals threw a lavish party for what was Myanmar's Armed Forces Day. How did you spend Armed Forces Day? I gunned down a load of peaceful protesters and then had a big party. I mean, what an extraordinary thing. It feels horribly reminiscent of the worst kind of dictatorships in... I mean, the Khmer Rouge springs to mind. Is this really what we're going to have to witness for month after month? My word.
And we'll see how long they can hang on to power. And maybe that party is a sign of desperation because their brutality isn't quelling the protests. Let's go to Mexico now. Another frightening story, Adam, entirely for different reasons, though. Their COVID death toll has been understated.
Yeah, they've missed a trick or two. And it may be partly because of the way things are collated. And we know that countries do collate COVID deaths and other kinds of deaths differently. But basically, because of a lack of testing, so many hospitals have been overwhelmed in Mexico. Many Mexicans have died without getting a test. Many Mexicans have died at home without getting a test. So therefore, it can't be COVID, can it? Because they weren't tested. Nothing proved positive. Well, they've had a backtrack on this. I suppose it's a sort of coming clean, if you like. And so now the authorities in Mexico admit the true death toll from the coronavirus pandemic is not about 200,000, but more like 320,000. So that's an adjustment upwards of, well, getting on for 60% because of the fact that they missed so many cases of people getting this wretched thing. The numbers don't sit well. I mean, we can play the numbers game all we like around the world, but Mexico has half the population of Brazil, but as many deaths. Mexico has a third of the population of the United States, but over half their death rate. So arguably, Mexico is the worst affected. Of course, now we know that, that still doesn't help them get out of the situation, does it?
Indeed not, Adam. Finally, talk to me about Prince William. Some good news for him.
Yeah, a little bit of nonsense. I just thought a bit of Monday nonsense. Why not? Prince William has been voted, according to this survey, the world's sexiest bald man. They've basically analyzed Google searches and articles and they basically cross-reference with a celebrity name and then the word sexy. And he gets so many searches that Prince William has beaten off the likes of, note them, Jason Statham, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, John Travolta, Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis, Mike Tyson. I'm hesitating a bit on Mike Tyson. Apparently he is sexy, according to some. He's in the top 10 anyway. But when it comes to it, it's the Duke of Cambridge who rules for hairless hotness. But as we all know as well, I mean, some people thought that baldness would not be around for that much longer. There'd be a cure for it and nobody would ever be bald again. But being bald, it means having a solar panel for a sex machine. Those of us who are challenged in that way might agree.
Hairless hotness. Monday nonsense indeed. Adam Gilchrist will catch up with you tomorrow morning.